There can be a lot of anger and other emotions in separation and divorce. Some separated spouses head to a lawyer's office or to family court in the hope that they can force their ex to live in a box under a bridge. Some even expect that if they spend exorbitantly on legal fees for an aggressive lawyer, they can force their wives and children into homelessness. Ironically, using aggressive or uncooperative strategies in the hope of intimidating, wearing down, or outlitigating a former partner often backfires, with the party trying to use them losing big. In this episode of the Ontario Family Law Podcast, I will explain the best ways to better than your ex in family court, because the best strategies are not obvious. I'm Dan Schumann, a certified specialist in family law in Ontario. I'm also a mediator, arbitrator, and collaborative lawyer. This podcast is a companion to my book, Guide to the Basics of Ontario Family Law, which is available on the iBookstore, Amazon, Kobo, and in fine bookstores. Recently, the Ontario Court of Appeal ordered a spouse to pay his spouse over $1 million, but not in relation to property division, nor child support, not even spousal support. The husband had to pay all those claims, and in addition, the court ordered him to pay over $1 million to his ex-wife to cover her legal fees. Yes, courts can order one spouse to pay all the costs for the divorce and the surrounding litigation. Doing the right things after separation and in family court can create big savings for a separated spouse, while denying a big win for his or her ex.
Oh, yeah.
The recent Court of Appeal decision in Latakia versus Mera is not the first time that the court has ordered one spouse to pay the other spouse's legal and accounting fees totaling several hundred thousands of dollars, even when doing so would cause financial hardship. Ontario judges, especially family court judges, will make a spouse whom a judge believes has acted unreasonably to pay all of their ex's expenses in relation to divorce, child custody, or support proceedings. But Rule 24, Sub 4 of the Family Law Rules authorizes such orders. The rationale for the rule is, in part, to discourage separated spouses from acting vindictively towards each other, or to reward a spouse from acting appropriately when his or her ex does not. The rule also exists because these types of behaviors result in more court appearances, both conferences and motions, which not only increase the party's legal fees and delay the matter, but clog up the court system. Judges feel that parties who do so should provide compensation for wasting everyone's time. To understand the family court steps better, check out the previous episodes on that topic, episodes 14 to 16. Spouses who want to make things difficult for their exes often believe that their strategies are innovative and undetectable by the court. However, judges, all of whom are former lawyers, sit in court every day, often hearing multiple matters every day, and possibly thousands of matters every year. They have seen many, many attempts to create unnecessary difficulties and the negative consequences for all involved. In its decision in Latakia and Mera and Knight, the Court of Appeal set out many of the more common tactics that family court litigants try to use to gain advantage over their exes, but made it clear that they frequently backfire. Those poor strategies are refusing or trying to hide necessary financial disclosure, misleading the court, especially in relation to financial matters where objective evidence may disprove the representations, refusing to negotiate or making unreasonable offers to settle, either bringing needless motions or forcing the other party to bring motions to get compliance with existing obligations under the family law rules, withholding the children or otherwise using the children to get leverage in negotiations, refusing to pay appropriate child support immediately, even on admitted income. Judges see this as an attempt to improperly get leverage by causing financial distress, otherwise running up the opposing party's fees and expenses unnecessarily, refusing to follow court orders, trying to intimidate the other party through threats from embarrassment, financial difficulties, or physical force. Judges who see a separated spouse or parent using these types of tactics will not hesitate to order them to pay all the legal fees and expenses that the other party incurred to rectify the situation. As I went over in episode 79, in the March 2021 changes to the family law legislation, federal and Ontario governments created specific laws to stop separated parties and especially parents from engaging in activities that are only designed to harm a former spouse or co-parent. Under Section 7.2 of the Divorce Act and Section 33.1 sub 2 of the Children's Law Reform Act, parents have a specific legal duty to protect their children from any conflict related to the separation. Those new laws also require separated spouses and parents to try to resolve matters through negotiation or alternative dispute resolution and avoid family court wherever possible. judges really do expect people to treat each other civilly and try to resolve matters on a reasonable basis after they separate. Serious consequences, including hefty orders for the payment of costs to the other party, are the result when someone chooses to be vindictive or even unreasonable. If you find this information helpful, please hit the like button, as it really helps us with this channel and helps other people find this information. Also remember, this is episode 83, and there's a lot of helpful advice in the other episodes, so please subscribe, hit the notification bell, or get a copy of my book to make sure you get even more helpful information.
Oh, yeah.
Separated spouses and parents who want to get the best of their former partner in family court need to find an excellent family lawyer and listen to that lawyer's advice. The road to success does not involve underhanded, coercive, or dishonest tactics. Judges are likely to pick up on those and punish the guilty party. Best strategy to see an ex beaten down, if not destroyed, in family court is to have the judge see you as a reasonable, cooperative, caring partner, while allowing the other party to seem mean or vindictive. This does not mean rolling over and giving away everything. Judges don't think that is reasonable either. But it does mean getting some advice from a lawyer about how to appear reasonable while working towards the best possible outcome. That can be a difficult tightrope to walk, especially in the winds of emotion that come after separation. The best lawyers will tell you what the realistic outcomes are and how to best achieve them, which may involve avoiding family court altogether rather than going off on an aggressive attack that is doomed not only to failure, but to result in serious repercussions, maybe even an easily avoidable cost award or thousands or millions of dollars to help a former partner. It is not possible to go over what is the best approach to take in every situation in this episode. It varies for every legal issue and every situation. That's why speaking to a lawyer who can give you advice that is specific to your situation is so valuable. But many of the successful strategies are set out in other episodes and in my book. Another word of warning. Family court litigants who get themselves in trouble with a judge often find that judges don't like them and their whole case starts to go badly. Many of those people come to me to fix their situation because only a very skilled and experienced family lawyer can dig them out of the hole in which they find themselves. Having done that many times, I can safely say that it costs much more legal fees to get out of a bad situation than getting the legal advice to avoid getting into that bad situation in the first place. Some people only need one or two meetings with a lawyer, or reading my book, to get on the right path to avoid serious trouble. If you need some more general family law or children's law guidance, or you need to understand Ontario family law better so you can make better decisions, if you need to know the best parenting options after separation, or if you need to understand how finances work during a marriage or common law relationship and after separation or divorce, get a copy of my book, Guide to the Basics of Ontario Family Law. You can access it immediately on the iBookstore, on Amazon for the Kindle version, or you can download it for Kobo. Amazon can deliver the paperback version directly to your doorstep. You can also get a lot more Ontario family law information on www.schumannlaw.ca. Not only are there hundreds of pages of family law information and links, but there are links to get my book and links to reach my office to meet with either me or one of my colleagues. You can also set up an appointment to speak with us by calling 416-446-5847. It is always best to get a lawyer who can give you specific advice that is designed for your situation. In addition to my website, keep up to date on family and children's law issues by liking my Facebook page, following me on Twitter at @SchumannFamLaw, and finding me on LinkedIn. Of course, please subscribe to my YouTube channel and hit the notification bell to keep up to date. You can get the audio versions of the Ontario Family Law podcast on all major podcast services, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and many more. Or you can get all the episodes at www.schumannlaw.ca. Just look for podcasts in the drop-down menu. Thanks for participating in this podcast. We will get together again soon.